It's time for our visit with Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find more information and stories there at rep-am.com. And you can find Ruth here on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm recovered from the weekend.
He was out. Marshall was out and about. Marshall was Rippers. I'm just this morning doing the upcoming schedule going, oh, we can't do that. He's out. He's out. He's out.
Good for you. Good for you. And yes, there was
racing
so
you around
much to do. It was incredible. And we got it all in, huh?
Yeah. The Divas, back-to-back sold-out performances.
Was it wonderful? Sure it was.
Unbelievable, yeah. The amount of people that were there. And, of course, they got the next premiere coming up with Beauty and the Beast by Disney on that's Friday. But then I was at the car show in Canaan on Canaan. What is
it
Canaan?
It is Canaan.
Canaan Falls Village.
Technically Canaan. Yep, I was
Sunday.
There. And mob. Unbelievable.
They had about 600 registered cars and about 100 or so non-registered cars there this year.
And just amazing. As far as the eye could see,
I spoke to Denny and I said, Denny, what's the turnout this year? He says, well, we advertise it in less places looking for cars this year because we couldn't handle any more than the 800 and some cars.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, last year they really, and they did more parking this year. They used some fields. They just are very well organized. And the folks were out directing traffic and giving rides, and it's just very well organized. And now if you go back to Falls Village today, you'd never know it.
No.
So my question, this was the 10th annual?
This was the 10th, yeah.
And the first one was for the 50th anniversary of Jacob's Garage?
Yeah, and they had about 150, 200 cars.
So that makes this the 60th anniversary of Jacob's Garage.
I think they skipped, I'm not sure.
No, they've had one every year since.
Have they? Okay, then I guess it is.
I can remember after the first one, Judy said, no, this is just too much work to do.
Yeah, right, I remember
but
that.
The point is, congratulations.
They're amazing. Yeah. And a contingent of volunteers that is just unbelievable.
Yep.
People in Falls Village. A little secret, people in Falls Village.
So, so there was that. And then last night there was the party for Karen Davenport and Mark Burdick up at Jack Ears. It was another unbelievable scene. There again, probably 600 people for a tribute to those two who are retiring from the VOAG department. And as I looked around the space, I said to Julie and Paul Lang, it's amazing the worldwide community that they touched, because there are people there from all walks of life, certainly not just the VOAG people. And it was just lovely tribute to them.
Well, you know, the VOAG department, I'm old enough to remember way back in the old days of it. But every teacher, every person that's been associated with that program has been actively involved in the community as a whole. And it's no secret there that that's what really makes successful programs.
Yes, and they brought that out. And Karen's brother-in-law, who taught at Nanawag, said, Housatonic is the shining star. He said, looking around, if they tried to put something like this on in Nanawag, it would not work. They would never have what the community outpouring that they have at Housatonic. It's an amazing program, just an amazing program.
You know,
and as we have said before, Marshall, it has saved so many kids and kept them in school.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it doesn't matter who's involved in that program. They're just actively involved in the community at large. So.
And I met one of the new teachers, a lovely young woman who's very excited to get started, and I think she'll be a great asset to the program.
I'm old enough to go back to Clark Wood, okay?
Clark Wood, I know. His name came up last night. So, yep.
My God.
And the old building, out back.
Yeah.
Yep. So, other news this week, Mike Croft, the principal at Cornwall, is leaving. He will be going to Chapag, back to where he taught. He's going to be the assistant principal. They're going to put in an interim. Pat Carvalho from Washington, Connecticut, will be there 4 days a week, and Jenny Law, former Falls Village principal, will do a fifth day. While they do a search, they're going to take a year to do it slowly. We have your meeting this week, the Lime Rock meeting that you moderated very well. What did you think of it? Were you pleased?
I was at the end of the meeting. What I said to both parties was, when we started this meeting, I thought the gap between you was the Grand Canyon, and I really see that the gap between you is only a river, and that you've got you both on both sides. If you've got the bridge started, if you just agree to get over one simple thing, I firmly believe that if they put Stivey Burns and Skip Barber in a room for 3 hours, and they had the ultimate authority to make a decision, it would all be worked out. But that's not the case. So
maybe eventually. It is, and as we always say, you know, who's making all the money in this stuff? It's the lawyers.
We chose the wrong profession, Ruth.
Yes, obviously. That's for sure, Jill. That's for sure. We had a good meeting in Cornwall this week on broadband. Lots of conversation, lots of opinions. There again, there are two sides to that. You know, people who are desperately seeking more coverage and more internet service, and those who really have concerns about the health hazards of some of those things. But it was quite informative. I understand ABC had a meeting and decided to extend the superintendent's contract.
Yeah, by a vote of 4-2 with Falls Village, Canaan, and Canaan Falls Village, and Kent not agreeing to that.
So she will be here for another till 2022 at this point.
We'll see.
I know.
I'm not a big believer that people get contracts extended really actually stay to the extension.
Well, we have some experience in that.
Now, Pat Chamberlain was different. She had been here for 20 years, or 18 years before then. So, I mean, I we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with
that. So it was a 3-year extension?
2-year.
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 Okay.
I attended the rally for Lights of Liberty Friday night in Salisbury, a great turnout. This is for protesting human detention at the borders. And as usual, you know, the Salisbury and surrounding town citizens came out to protest, and Maria Horn gave a good speech, as did John Carter.
Did they have a speaker and a microphone there?
They had a bullhorn.
A bullhorn, yeah, because we were going to give them the speaker and the microphone, but there was no place to plug into it. So
I said,
the old bullhorn will work.
The old bullhorn did work, yes, and quite a turnout. And then this week coming up, we have caucuses. This is the season, and every town will be holding, every party, Democrat and Republicans, will be holding caucuses. We know that most of our first selectmen, except for Bruce Adams, are all running again. Kanan, Charlie is running, and Cornwall Gordon is running. Leah was running again in Falls Village, and Brent in Sharon, and Curtis in Salisbury. The only one I know who is not running is Selectman Richard Bramley in Cornwall. I don't know about all the others, but we will find out. So stay tuned. I think there'll be some changes on some boards, and we'll see. North Canaan had a Board of Selectmen's meeting, and their representative from the Community Health and Wellness in Torrington was there. They are looking for a place to put in Canaan, in one of their facilities. So I think it's going to happen. If they don't find a place that's already built, they're going to build one. So lots of news coming up. I don't have too much except, as I said, caucuses this week.
Caucuses and Railroad Days kicks off Wednesday.
Railroad Days. Absolutely. Lots of activities, too numerous to mention, but I'm sure you will be promoting that during the week.
Absolutely, and they can find information on Facebook and also at CananRailroadDays.com.
Yeah. Very good. Wonderful.
All right, Ruth.
All right. Onward and upward, guys.
We will speak to you later on.
Yes, we will.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.